All right, we are here on the farm of Ron Hansen in Kankakee, Illinois, doing our belated or post-headline harvest video reports. And Ron, I understand you're not even done with your harvest yet, is that right?
That's correct. We've got about 300 acres left in the field yet.
Well, tell me about this year. What has this year been like for you, both the planting season, the growing season, and the harvest season? What has this year been like?
Nuts. But it's been a tough year. It's been very late. And with the cool summer, it has done some things that I've never seen in my lifetime, like not maturing the corn and beans like normal. And so we're caught with this real late wet corn, but we are having good yields.
Well, that's a plus if you can ever get out of the fields, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, since this is a headline harvest report, what I'd like you to do is tell me a little bit about your experience using headline, especially this year. How did it perform, and how did it help with some of the weather challenges you've seen?
In the corn was standing up until just recently when we had a 40-mile-per-hour wind. But all of the first thing I noticed this fall was that the corn, the tops were there all year. We never, the tops always fall out. Mm-hmm. And anyhow, the tops stayed, and the corn was just better plant health. On the bean side, it seemed like it helped as far as yield, some of the diseases with the cool, wet summer, mm-hmm. It sure helped. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt.
Well, what kind of a disease pressure do you have here on your farm?
Well, until this year, it was the normal ones that you would experience, like gray leaf spot in the corn, frog eye, some of those types of diseases in the soybeans. But this year we saw white mold for the first time in our lives.
Just part of that weird year, huh?
Part of that weird year. I actually had a field that it went 58 bushel, and it was a competition field that I was really shooting for higher yields. And I actually did a multiple application of headline. But it turned out 25% damage on with white mold. And it still yielded 57, 58 bushel beans. So that's actually pretty decent for this area.
Well, how does headline compare with other fungicides that you may have used?
Actually, it's yield. It's all about yield, mm-hmm. in my mind. Anything you can do to enhance with one of the variables, the nutrition, the water, the whole nine yards, and it's just one of the things that enhances plant health to help you with yield. And some of the other products that I've tried, although enhanced plant health, I did not see enhanced yield. And that's what the bottom line is.
Well, and I guess that would say that's your main benefit, the main benefit you see of using headline then?
Sure. That exactly. It's got to give you yield when it's all said and done.
Well, I guess when you're talking about yield, you talk about the bottom line, that means a little extra cash in your pocket, I guess. And when you come out with a little extra cash due to the yields, what do you like to do with that extra money? What are you doing with it this year?
Actually, I'll probably go toward machinery or something like that. Because it is a big year, and it's been hard on machinery this year.
Mm-hmm. But you're also remodeling your house.
Well, yes. it'll definitely go toward that. There's no doubt.
Well, that definitely helps. So we know you haven't finished harvesting, but how did what you did get to yield, what you did get harvested, how did it look?
Oh, it looked great. You actually asked me just a little bit ago about other types of fungicides that we used, and I forgot to actually tell you. We had a check on one field, mm-hmm. and that check was 100% down from end to end. Mm-hmm. And where the headline was, in spots, it was down. But it was not down at the root. It did not break off at the root, whereas the Czech did. Mm-hmm. So basically, that's it.
So standability was a big issue with you this year.
Oh, standability was a big issue. And with this cool, wet summer and very moist mornings, we avoided some disease pressure. We avoided the gibberellas, things like that. I'm just starting to see a little bit of diplodia coming on.
Well, so you've got a couple hundred acres left. When do you hope to get that out of the field?
I have to wait for the snow to get out of the husk. We don't know. It's going to be an issue. There's no doubt.
Has it ever been this late? Have you ever harvested this late?
I've harvested at Christmas. I've never harvested at New Year's.
What would you say to other growers who may not have tried Headline before? What would you tell them?
Oh, I would tell them to split a field, and that it's a new level of management. It's one more of the variables that can add to your bottom line. And I would really encourage them to test it on multiple fields. I would encourage them to not, if they don't have the right results the first year, I would encourage them to try it a second year, because what I've seen with the overall plant health and the kind of yields that I'm seeing, Headline definitely has to be a part of that.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Ron Hansen, Kankakee, Illinois. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Headline Harvest Reports.